This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Over the weekend, one of Ann Arbor's own was presented an award of distinction. WEMU listeners know Russ Collins as the co-host of Cinema Chat on Thursdays, but it's his commitment in the arts and cultural realm that has earned him a national honor. Russ has been the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation since 1982. On Sunday in Philadelphia, the League of Historic American Theaters presented him with the 2019 award for Outstanding Individual Contribution. Now, what does that mean? The LHAT says the award recognizes an individual who demonstrates vision, dedication, selflessness, and excellence through his or her contribution to historic theaters and their communities. The League noted that Russ Collins was responsible for the restoration and daily operation of the Michigan and state theaters. He's overseen multiple capital campaigns that led to the award-winning restoration of the Michigan Theater. And today, both venues are open 365 days a year and host over 350,000 patrons annually. Russ Collins, congratulations on some well-deserved recognition.
Well, thank you, but it really is a product of the community. I feel extremely lucky to have grown up and then gotten a job in this community that supports these kinds of things. So it's nice to lead something, but it's also nice to know that if you put the time and effort in, that people will respond in an affirmative way. And it literally takes a community, and I say that in terms of the extended community throughout Washtenaw County and beyond, to make a project like the State of Michigan Theater go forward. So thank you to a wonderful community that supported this, both in terms of contributions, but also in terms of showing up every day for the things that we do.
Would you consider this a highlight, though? I mean, because there is a personal aspect to winning an award like this, setting the community aside for just a moment.
Yes. It's very, very gratifying. It literally is the whipped cream and cherry on top of a great Sunday, absolutely. So yes, it's gratifying. It's gratifying to be recognized by peers. And you know, what else can you ask for?
Well, I want to pass this along, and if I know who you are, then you might find this a little embarrassing, but you shouldn't. I want people to hear some of the things that were said of you at Sunday's ceremony. Stephanie Silverman is the board chair of the League of Historical American Theaters. She said, Russ's unparalleled commitment to protecting Ann Arbor's historic theaters, building them into iconic cultural centers in the heart of one of America's most vibrant college communities, and using those lessons learned to help strengthen a whole field of art houses, makes him one of the best and most valuable theater operators working today. That has to be nice to hear, man.
It's very nice, especially from Stephanie Silverman, who is an excellent, excellent theater operator herself in Nashville, Tennessee. And very, very, very gratifying.
And then the league president, Ken Stein, he told me what I kind of already felt about you, but he says, Russ is almost as iconic within the league as many of our theater marquees are in their communities. He's just one of those people who you can call at any time for advice and know you're going to get the right answer at the right time. And he knows you're also good for a laugh when you need that, too.
Well, I don't know that I always have the right answer, but I hope that the percentages are in our favor to the folks that
all
do
right.
ask those
and,
questions.
And to play off, Ken, say something funny.
Well, you know, that's always a hard thing to do, but the funniest thing I can think of is Ohio State.
Oh, my goodness. Taking shots already, and the season hasn't even started. We'll get to more of that as part of Cinema Chat, to be sure, over the course of the coming months. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Russ Collins continues. Russ yesterday was honored with the League of Historic American Theaters 2019 Award for Outstanding Individual Contribution. I would imagine, Russ, that on an occasion like this can kind of serve as a time for reflection as well. So when you consider your 37 years as executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, what comes to mind?
Well, the rich environment that I get to work in terms of having artists, performing artists come through the theater all the time and getting to experience their great art, to getting to know, and then cinema. I mean, I think back on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of movies that really do enlighten. They entertain, but the ones that you remember are the ones that enlighten you. And then the opportunity to work with the board leadership that we've had, the opportunity to work with local folks who are just as passionate as I am about having an institution like this move forward and be a quality institution.
You've been through a lot in 37 years. What was the most difficult undertaking?
Well, capital campaigns are difficult undertakings, especially the earlier ones that we did, both because I was new to the field, but also because the purpose of the Michigan Theater wasn't exactly clear in the community for many years. When the theater was saved back in 1979, before I started working there, the community was not universally supportive of saving the Michigan Theater, which seems weird now, because if you said, well, the Michigan Theater is going to go away, people would go, what? But back in 1979, it was like, well, you know, maybe it's lived its useful life. So the transformation that has taken place over the 40 years, actually literally 40 years ago the theater was saved, it has been remarkable. And that's because there were a lot of people who were out there talking about it, one of them being Henry Aldridge, who's a retired Eastern Michigan University professor of cinema. And then the then mayor, Lou Belcher, was a guy that was literally instrumental in making this happen, as well as a wonderful philanthropist, Margaret Towsley. So, it literally takes a community. It takes lots of folks with lots of different interests and skills to make a project like this work. And I can't say enough about the Michigan Theater staff. And one of those staff people long ago...
You married her, didn't you?
...is Deb Pollack.
And happy anniversary, 25 years this year,
that's
right?
That's right. Absolutely. Just a few days ago. And then just the support over the entire time that I've been working at the theater. So you can't do it without family. You can't do it without community. You can't do it without brilliant staff people. And I've been lucky to have all of those.
You've never been one to rest on your laurels, and you're always looking at ways to grow, expand, and increase personal and financial investment in the arts, particularly with historic theaters. It's why you're a founder and leader of the National Art House Convergence. So as you look ahead, what are the goals over the next couple of years?
Well, we just finished the restoration, the historically sensitive preservation of the State Theater. So we're learning to use that theater in the best possible way, as we've learned with the Michigan. But media arts education is something that is not as deeply embedded in public schools or even university training as it probably should be, since every day we encounter media, visual art media, television, movies, things on our phone. But we really don't understand how those work upon us. And so I think that that's a role that we need to play. In addition to being a forum for cinema and performing arts, we also need to be an educator in that. So I hope that in the next 5 to 8 years, we can really make some significant progress in that area, again, to enhance the community and the arts.
I love that after 37 years as the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, you're talking about 5 and 10 years down the line. So after all these years, do you see a finish line for yourself, or are you just a lifer?
Well, you never know, and one's health is the ultimate arbiter of what you're able to do.
And so far, so good.
So far, so good. The Michigan Theater's 100th anniversary is in 2028, so it's 9 years away, and that would be a nice mark to be able to hang around through. But I've got to, you know, be effective. The community has to understand me, and my board, of course, has to understand me as being effective in the role that I'm playing. But that would be a great honor and privilege to be able to celebrate with the community in a very hands-on way.
So does that mean I have to stick around that long to keep doing Cinema Jam with you?
That's the nature of our contract, David, so absolutely.
You don't love me, and I really thought you loved me. Seriously, congratulations on the honor. It is well deserved. I'm proud to know you. I'm proud to do Cinema Chat with you. I am most proud to call you a friend. And again, congratulations.
Well, thank you, David. And the feeling is mutual. Thank you for your 25 years of service to WEMU and the opportunity that I've had to do Cinema Chat and other fun things as we've gone through this experience together. So thank you. And thanks to all the wonderful folks that support WEMU and the State of Michigan Theater.
And I guess I'll see you on Thursday.
All right. See you then.
That is Russ Collins, Executive Director of the Michigan Theater Foundation and the League of Historical American Theaters 2019 Award winner for Outstanding Individual Contribution. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.